Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
My good friend Rich Fitzgerald joining me. Fitz, how are you today?
Good morning. All good. How's everything?
Hey, can you answer a personal question? How often do people say to you, man, how do you go on that Jagoff show, that Marty Griffin? How often do you have to answer that, Fitz? Every day, right?
Not as often as you would think.
I love you, my man. You always do the right thing. Hey, man, this is stressful stuff. So help our listeners out. If they have the ballot now at the House, you're telling them the best way, and I don't want to speak for you, correct me if I'm wrong, you're telling them the best way to make sure their vote gets counted is to take it to the elections board.
That's exactly right. I would take it down to the county office building,
right,
which is on the corner of Ross and Forbes. And they have parking there for people. They can pull in right on the curb. I mean, the city and the parking folks have been great. There's cones there so people can pull in, jump out of their car, drop off their ballot, and take off.
Oh.
So there have been lines. There have been people. People certainly been doing that. One thing to keep in mind, Marty, is you can't take a ballot for somebody else.
Nice, nice.
So that's the one thing. You could do that in the mail. You could drop someone else's ballot in the mailbox, but you cannot take somebody else's ballot. You can only bring your own ballot. Now, there's one exception. If somebody has a disability, they can sign a paper. The person with a disability can sign a paper saying that they have this disability. You know, if you have an infirmed relative, whatever, that's the only exception. Otherwise, you have to do it yourself.
Hey, Fitz, so I don't physically have to go to the fourth floor. There's someone there who can take it on the street, sir?
Right in the lobby. You can
nice.
Take it right into the lobby. Yeah, you don't have to go up to it. It's actually the sixth floor, but, yeah, you don't have to take the elevator and do all that, right.
And we're talking about thousands of people, sir, right?
There are 413,000 people that applied for ballots.
Wow.
And right now there's about 307,000 that have been returned. So we're talking about 100,000 ballots that are either in the mail or still haven't been, you know, entered into the system. So there's a lot of ballots out there, yes.
Hey, Fitz, you know Trump only won by 100,000 ballots. So for folks who are kind of, I don't know, that could make a difference, right?
He actually won by 44,000 votes in the state of Pennsylvania. And that was actually, I think, less than that in Wisconsin and Michigan. So, yes, literally every vote counts.
Okay, so if I don't do that, what are you telling me the best you can guess happens to my ballot if I throw it in the mailbox today? Is it iffy, sir?
My guess is you would still be okay. But if I was going to drop it in the mailbox, I would do it at the post office mailbox.
Okay.
So wherever you live, you know, the closest post office, you could do that. The other opportunity, if you really get nervous but you want to put in a post office, is the post office that's right across the street from the warehouse, which is the California Avenue on the north side post office, which is ultimately where the ballots will end up and be counted through the sorting machines, et cetera.
County Executive Richard Short. And so we have clarity on this. Do not bring a bunch of ballots for your friends down. They can't take them.
No, that is illegal. That's correct.
Hey, so you tell me, sir, I'm thinking it's going to take, we're going to be counting ballots. We might be finished by Thursday, maybe Friday morning. What do you say?
I'm more optimistic than that. I really think,
but
I really think by Tuesday night, they won't all be counted by Tuesday night. But if there's a clear indication of which way this is going, you know, you could have somebody, you know how the media will declare, you know, AP or, you know, so-and-so, ABC News. That could happen. So, you know, look, smart people that are statistical people, they can get numbers from certain counties, certain locations, and they extrapolate that. So you and I have talked this about this before. Let's say Joe Biden wins Westmoreland County. Well, you're going to know that it's over. Or let's say Donald Trump wins, you know, Center City, Philadelphia. You know Donald Trump is going, you know,
nice
things
point.
Like that. So they can extrapolate along those lines.
Hey, great question from Patrick. Any plans for a drive-through setup anywhere? It's a pain to park downtown and vote.
No, it's going to be, it's just going to be how it is. It's been pretty convenient. I'll be honest with you. I've gotten a lot of texts and a lot of calls, people telling me how, you know, easy this process has been. Both the satellite locations that we've had the last three weekends, you know, people have been very peaceful. The lines have been steadily moving and, you know, there's been good feedback. The one last thing I would say, Marty, so there's something we didn't cover. If somebody did not get their ballot and they're still waiting and, you know, I don't know what happened to it or I had the wrong address or they entered it wrong, what you can do is go down to the county office building. Now, that's open from 8 to 4:30 today, tomorrow, Monday, and Tuesday, and you can get that ballot. They would cancel out your mailed ballot, and they'll give you another ballot. And you could vote there and put it in the drop-off.
What time do you start counting votes, sir?
They will be allowed to start counting votes at 7 o'clock on Tuesday morning. On Election Day morning, when the polls open, they can begin. But when you say counting, we're talking about they can't even start opening envelopes until that time. So the first thing will be starting to open up those 300 and some thousand envelopes and flattening them out to put them in the scanning machines. And there's a whole process, and I think the media is going to actually be doing a tour later today, from what I understand. So they will go through. It would be like if you went to an auto plant and watched the assembly line where they put the tire on, what they put the windows on, and there's a, you know, you go step by step by step by step, go through that process.
Hey, I got to ask you to make a prediction: Lamb or Parnell?
Oh, Lamb. Yeah, Lamb's gonna. He's done a really good job. And I think what you're going to see in that district is that the Biden numbers will be very similar to the Lamb numbers, and that'll happen across the country. The Trump numbers the Republicans, whether it's a Senate candidate.
I see.
But my impression is that Lamb will actually probably do a couple points better than Biden, just because, you know, he's from there and he's done a lot of work for the folks in that community.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Good stuff. It's exciting, actually.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.